Believe it or not, there are only 2.5 months left in the 2015 federal fiscal year, about 50 business shopping days to be exact. And that means suppliers are gearing up to sell and agency contracting officers to buy. Bob Lohfeld is the CEO of the Lohfeld Consulting Group and a longtime federal sales expert. He joins me now in studio with some of the tips on managing the upcoming year-end rush. Bob, good morning. Great to have you in.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Great to be here with you.
All right, so let's answer the first basic question, and that is, does a year-end buying spree really occur? And I'll preface that by saying when I was with Government Computer News, we used to have charts to show advertisers, and the charts purported to prove there's no such thing as a year-end buying spree. It's even all four quarters, and our point was to try to get advertising to keep happening throughout the year. Well, is there really a year-end buying spree?
There sure is, Tom, and particularly in the government, we see it year after year. It's highly predictable, probably like lots of businesses that have a seasonal selling cycle. For the government obligates about a third of their annual budget in the fourth quarter. And we see it generally across government, a third, but some agencies tend to obligate more funds than the third, and particularly some of the organizations we're involved with, like State Department, obligates about 55% of their annual funds in the fourth quarter. Health and Human Services is a close second here at 48, and then Homeland Security pushes out about 40% of their funding in the fourth quarter.
So 40 to 55% of spending in the fourth quarter, and yet that seems to belie the way agencies do their planning because they work on a budget 18 months before it's even implemented. And so you got to wonder what they're doing for the first 6 months or 8-9 months of the year before they get to that fourth quarter.
Well, they're busy for sure. And just because the obligations occur in the fourth quarter doesn't mean that they woke up in the fourth quarter and said, we have to spend our money. This process begins very early, as you say, 18 months out, a year out. They're planning to release RFPs. The RFPs go out. Companies write proposals. The proposals are in evaluation for multiple months. And then at the end of that cycle, the government is ready to award. And the awards are often tied to the end of the budget cycle because with continuing resolutions, they don't know what their funding will be. They want to watch money as it goes out during the year to see how much is left in their budgets. And then in the final months, it's a huge push to get all of these under contract, but the process started long before the final quarter.
So suppliers that are trying to make their numbers, and you know, we can talk about the relationship between headquarters and buying and selling and marketing organizations of vendors that are not based in Washington, D.C. That's a whole other issue. Mm-hmm. But for companies trying to make their numbers, then should they be having some kind of a sales rush in the fourth quarter if, in fact, all of this activity has been building up to the fourth quarter since the beginning of the fiscal?
And they should, absolutely. This is a frenzied time in our market. And we tell companies that they need to have sort of two initiatives here. One is on the sales side to get out and generate demand for their product or services. But they also have to have a peak in activity on the response side because they get more requests for quotes. They get requests for task order proposals. And all of this peaks in the fourth quarter. So for firms that work in this market, they should all start early planning for their fourth quarter, and you plan 12 months out. So you set your strategy, you look for the deals that you're going to pursue, you work your proposals, and then in the fourth quarter, the final quarter, there's things that everyone should do in the company. And we'll take, say, project managers that are customer-facing, executing on a project. They should be talking to their customers and saying, What else can we do for you, and do you have additional money to fund it? And with a contract vehicle in place, often it's easy to provide those additional services. Mm-hmm. Marketing people, business development people, similarly out talking to the folks where they have relationships, understanding their needs. And for those people, they need to have a closing vehicle in place because you can't just say, would you like to buy something without having a solution to buy it? So GWACs, multiple award, IDIQs, GSA schedules, all these tools come into play in that quarter.
So at that point, full and open is probably not an efficient sales route or not an efficient buying route for the government itself if it wants to get something done quickly in that fourth quarter.
It's a good thing to talk about, but it's going to happen next year, not in the final push here.
And also, the numbers that you've been talking about were originated when the government mostly bought hardware and software goods as opposed to services. But with the big shift to services that's been happening over the last any number of years, still the case that there is a rush at the end for service buys?
Absolutely. And we see it all through task order awards. And there's some great vehicles out there that push services. GSA Schedule 70 started out, I think, as a product schedule, but it's morphed into very much a services schedule. And that schedule will obligate $3 billion here in the next 55 shopping days. And MOBIS, another GSA schedule, will push out a $1.5 billion. Seaport E, a broad scope Navy procurement, will drop $2 billion here in the next quarter. NASA SUP, just recently awarded SUP 5, will probably push out $1 to $1.5 billion in this quarter. Alliant, large business, will be good for $1 billion. And 8A STARS, this ubiquitous vehicle for 8A firms through GSA, will drop $500 million. So you start adding this up. All these vehicles are in place. It's some real money out there.
We're speaking with Bob Lohfeld. He's the CEO of the Lohfeld Consulting Group and a longtime federal sales expert. And so that really more than implies, it really states outright that one of the most important strategies you can have way before the end of the fiscal, if you're a contractor serious about this, is you've got to have the right vehicle mix.
You do, and vehicles become a hugely important part of the federal selling strategy. We tell firms that they should have a mix. A GSA schedule for IT firms and professional services firms is mandatory. That's kind of the foundation piece. There's some government-wide acquisition contracts that are very powerful tools, like Alliant is huge, OASIS is coming into its own. Then there are single agency, multiple award contracts, and finally IDIQ contracts. So all of these have great capacity to absorb this end-of-year budget exercise and are essential vehicles to have a solid federal strategy.
And it sounds like in addition to having comprehensive vehicles, it's really a comprehensive business-wide effort in that fourth quarter. You mentioned business development, marketing, sales, even logistics, I suppose, and fulfillment are part of all of this.
Let's talk about the logistics and fulfillment side, too. Part of this is responding with proposals, because every one of these transactions will require some sort of proposal. So companies get ahead of this and they plan for it. Because it's a seasonal phenomenon, they don't staff internally for the fourth quarter proposals. They can't handle it all, and often they will go outside and get additional resources, proposal managers, writers, subject matter experts, pricing experts, and bring in those additional resources to handle the peak.
So it's almost like one big red team season.
It is. It's for our business, it's a big busy season.
What about simplified acquisition procedures? Because those are for the smaller buys, but that seems to account for a lot of the spending that takes place in the fourth quarter. How does that figure into all this?
It's a good approach year long. It tends to be smaller dollars in the simplified acquisition procedures. What we see mostly are the larger dollar buys and larger procurements.
All right. So what can a vendor do legitimately and reasonably to help the government get its buying done? I mean, there's a lot of counseling you can do if you're dealing with a program manager says, I got to get this done. And he's looking at contracting officers that might be busy and also people that are in the financial area that are worried about overcommitting at the end of the year. What can a smart vendor do to help his or her customer get through the customer's own bureaucratic process?
Yeah, it's really important that we not recognize this as a 60-day blitz and take it over a much longer period. And it's keeping customers informed about your services, your products, new initiatives, new technology you're bringing to the market. So we don't just pop in the final hours and say, buy one of these. It's a much longer educational process.
But in those final hours, can you say, well, listen, if you do this, I've got this vehicle available for you to do it. I mean, is that fair?
Absolutely. And it's so key that you have a vehicle, you have closing. If the only solution is full and open, let's compete it, it's just not going to happen in the final quarter. So the trick is have a vehicle in place, have a solution in place. And we tell managers on the service side, when you're talking with a customer, have some resumes in your pocket to say, I can bring these people on your project and I can do it now. Don't do it the old traditional way. Write me a requirement. I'll go look for somebody. Have a solution. Have it ready to go.
And there's also, I guess, getting down into the nitty-gritty, there are 24 midnights on the last day of the fiscal year because the world has 24 time zones. And I know that some of the GWACs keep their offices open so that orders that might be coming from Guam or Tokyo or something, you know, in the military can still get in officially because it's before midnight somewhere, as the saying goes. And can vendors do the same thing? I mean, should you stay open till midnight or midnight Guam time to be able to fulfill?
We know the government can do amazing things when it's down to the final 24 hours. And they work very hard not to have a requirement go unfulfilled. So they are working late into the night. I know NASA Soup, they're proud to say they're open daytime, nighttime, and weekends too, and holidays, and they never sleep. So that is always ongoing. It's the same for the vendor side. On the industry side, we're out there at 10 o'clock at night signing contracts and task orders and getting it done. And I often thought the last day of the year probably had 25 hours in it because this stuff is still trickling in, and it's past the date.
And so that's really a phenomenon that the commercial side never really has because all of the customers have their own fiscal year endings, and it's really something unique in the public sector market, correct?
It is, and the serious players, practitioners here understand the cycle well and plan for it, expect it, they resource for it, and it doesn't come as a surprise to anybody.
Now, here's just another question I was wondering. I've been looking into cooperative purchasing, and there are several vehicles, but the GSA schedules, I think Schedule 70 and one or two others, are available for non-federal entities. And they have, and I'm just wondering if you've come across this, in non-federal, the fiscal years are often July 1st or June 30th is common. So does the same phenomenon happen in state and local? And do you see that pinging on GSA schedules when some of those large, say, state fiscal years are ending?
Yeah, we see states eligible to use the GSA schedule. In reality, I don't know that they do it a lot, but it's there as a vehicle for them, and I couldn't say whether that has a material impact on your end or not.
Yeah, so just to summarize, your best advice to contractors now that here we are July 17th and there's 55 or 54 days left in the fiscal year, what should people do right now?
Talk to your customers, talk to your potential customers, have a solution in place to close a transaction, and make sure you got plenty of proposal resources on deck because this is the season where you burn them out.
And be prepared to have a lot of pizza brought in too, I suppose.
Pizza and Popeye's chicken. I think their business spikes around this town.
All right, maybe some Diet Mountain Dew. Bob Lohfeld is CEO of the Lohfeld Consulting Group. Thanks so much for joining me.
Tom, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.